Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. The service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Deb welcoming you to our service of worship. As we gather together, let us think of all the people in our lives whom we love. Think of all the people who need God's healing touch and our own needs. And we'll remember them throughout the course of this worship ceremony. And let us open our hearts and mind to the presence of divine love right now. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of God surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let's take a moment and reflect on those things that we have said and done that we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life that we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may act justly. Love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the day. O God, wisdom of the universe, you bear the pain of your people. Grant us the gift of wisdom, that we may discern your way and live justly and graciously amid the struggles of this world. Amen. Our first reading is from the letter of James, chapter 5, beginning at the 13th verse. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Here ends the reading. The psalm between the lections is Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making the wise simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The Lord be with you and also with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the fire, into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and their fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." This is the gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Today, I have a very simple question for you, and I mean it very sincerely. Who is Jesus to you? And the next question I mean just as earnestly. Do you hear his voice reflected in the world today? I have to be honest with you. I don't hear Jesus very often when I'm watching the news. I do not hear his message of peace, tolerance, and forgiveness being preached by many of the people who call themselves Christian. I do not see his teachings and simple commandments being lived out by many of his followers. In fact, I would suggest to you that often the message of the gospel has been skillfully twisted and distorted to reflect what powerful groups want, rather than what Jesus himself would do and say. And the message given to the earnest people who just want to know God and live a good life is something very different in this day than what the people sitting at the feet of Jesus would have heard. And so I ask again, who is Jesus to you? In your heart of hearts, what comes when you call him to mind and say his name? Is it Jesus, the bigoted and homophobic guy in the expensive three-piece suit who warns you about anyone who's different than you, who cautions you to be suspicious? Is it Jesus who is jealous about what other people have said, and so demands that fighting is a good way to resolve things? Is it Jesus who wants to amass as much money as he can and not pay taxes, or as little as he can get away with? Is it Jesus who turns people away from the table because they're different, or because they don't share the same viewpoints or lifestyles about things? Is it Jesus who incites hatred between people by telling lies, deliberately deceiving innocent and trusting people? Is it Jesus who would call those who would look out for the poor, the vulnerable, the veterans, the single moms, the elderly, bleeding heart liberals and socialists, and see the people that they're helping as welfare bums or ne'er-do-wells? The time has come to be reintroduced to Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, who entered into our history to teach us about a loving God, to show us that we need not fear, to tell us the good news that every person on this earth is important and loved in the eyes of the Creator. Jesus came to fulfill the old laws. He came to break through them, to create something new, so that his commandments would become the new covenant. We do not need the lessons or the laws or the rules of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, because Jesus has come to show us a new way, a godly way. And what is that new covenant? It's very, very simple. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Look out for one another. Feed the hungry. Care for the sick and the dying. Support those who are going through difficult times. Respect the dignity of every human person. Care for the planet. Now, Jesus didn't have anything negative to say about homosexual people. You read the Gospels. He says nothing. He didn't have any teachings about being pro-life. He didn't handle the abortion issue. There are so many things that our society has assigned to him that he never said. You won't find it in the Gospel. He did support, you know, staying together. He was really against divorce. But we don't see that being played out or acted on in our society. He did support and respect women, and he included them among his disciples and counted them among his close friends. You know, it's time for us to get back to that Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible, folks. This manufactured 2012 exclusive, elitist, judgmental, fear-mongering, misogynist caricature is more like the overbearing jerk that we find in a bar rather than the Savior of the world. Listen to what Jesus says in Mark's Gospel about those who use the name of Jesus but do not work in alignment with his purpose. He says, Jesus himself says, if any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones, i.e. us, who believe in me, followers of Christ, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better. There's a great price involved when we knowingly distort God's divine word. Those who do so for their own political gain, for their own profit, for their self-promotion, will be confronted with the full measure of God's displeasure. I encourage you to get to know the real Jesus, the one who lovingly looks on us, who says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. This is the Jesus who knows you, who calls you, who forgives you and comforts you. This is the Jesus whom we follow. I don't know who the other guy is, but this is my Christ. This is the Jesus who tells us not to be afraid and to love one another. This is the Jesus who laid down his life so we would know that he would be with us in this life and in the next, preparing that place for us, taking away the sting, the fear of that death experience. We are embraced by Christ in every moment of our day and beyond. Dear people, this is not the voice of a bleeding heart liberal. This is the voice that asks you here and now, will you follow me? Will you keep my commandments? Will you live out the promises of your baptism? This is Jesus standing before you, arms outstretched, wanting to know you, wanting you to know him. Let's start praying that this Jesus be made known. Let's show it in our lives, beginning now. Let's change the world by bringing Jesus to the fearful, to the lonely, to the sick and the oppressed. And how do we do that? Not by standing on a soapbox or getting a TV show or even a radio show or trying to convert people. We're not called to be Bible thumpers. We do this simply by our own actions, by living the gospel, by living the good news, by being loving, compassionate, forgiving. By our actions, we bring Christ to people, to the glory of God. May it be so. Amen. Let us pray. Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs, loving our neighbors as ourselves. We offer our thanksgivings and our petitions on behalf of the church and the world. We praise your abiding guidance, O God, for you sent us Jesus, our teacher and Messiah, to model for us the way of love for the whole universe. We offer these prayers of love on behalf of ourselves and our neighbors, on behalf of your creation and our fellow creatures. This night we remember before you all those people who are anxious and afraid, especially as evening descends. We offer to you all those people who are lonely, those people who have not even a roof over their heads, those who are living in fear, those who are living in times of war, those who are suffering any kind of anxiety or danger. We offer before you, loving God, all the people on earth who are ill, who are sick, facing great challenges. We ask that you send legions of angels to care and show compassion, that you would by your actions show us that you are present and that prayers are answered and we are heard. And we offer before you our own needs, our own fears and worries and concerns, the quiet of our heart. We know that you tenderly lift each concern, that you hear us, that you love us, and that you bring to us the answers and responses that we need in the fullness of time. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one with you as you are one with us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. We are all one, all fashioned by the love of God, all gifted by God's grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with joy, and may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister. And this planet is a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us all and everyone you love, this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for this broadcast. We hope that you have been inspired and uplifted. We direct your attention to the announcements that you see on the page there, our Indiegogo campaign. We're looking for donations to upgrade the equipment that we use for our broadcasts and to help defray the cost of the broadcast. If you'd like to support our little church, please consider a donation to the Community Catholic Church. You can make that at the PayPal link at the top of the website there, or you can send a check, and the instructions are also at the donation link. You can also join me. I'm back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. I was out with a bug for the past several days, but I'm feeling better now, so we're starting back again tomorrow for Connection Point. It's usually about a 10-minute broadcast. We have a little reflection. We send you off with a prayer, and it's really light and entertaining in that spiritual kind of way. Thank you for joining me, and may you have a blessed night and a great tomorrow. Joining us today for this time of worship. We know that you have been blessed through this broadcast, and we have been blessed by your presence with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Community Catholic Church of Canada, please visit our website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. If you feel moved to offer a donation to support these broadcasts, you'll find a donation button on the website, or you can send a check to the address found on the donation page. Join Bishop Deb every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. for a 15-minute boost to your day on Connection Point. Until next time, may God richly bless you.